This is WRUT, Rutland.
Reported concessions from the PLO. I'm Edward Brown with an information update. False hopes have been raised before, but reports are circulating again about movement in the stalemate in Beirut. Israeli defense sources are quoted as saying the PLO has agreed to leave Beirut under U.S. escort and to leave Lebanon as well. Special U.S. Envoy Philip Habib today described himself as very optimistic about chances for a diplomatic settlement. And very optimistic is the term the two U.S. senators used to describe the attitude of Israel's Prime Minister Begin during their meeting with him today. President Reagan's certification last January that El Salvador was correcting human rights violations and was deserving of U.S. aid has been called a sham. Morton Halperin, who led a study for the American Civil Liberties Union, says there never was a genuine investigation.
Diplomats and others assigned to the embassy did not go out and seek to gather information which would enable one to reach a conclusion about whether a significant effort was being made.
Halperin adds that U.S. intelligence agencies were not asked to give their opinion. In his view, President Reagan didn't want to hear bad news and so didn't ask for it. Representative Margaret Heckler of Massachusetts wants a special prosecutor appointed to handle the investigation of alleged drug use and sexual misconduct on Capitol Hill. The public, she said, is cynical about Congress investigating itself. This is news from RKO. As popular as they are with passengers, the big, boxy Checker cab won't be produced anymore after Monday. The Checker company lost money on its taxi operations last year, mostly because cab buyers have been favoring cars that use less gasoline. When the last Checker comes off the line, another 200 auto workers will be unemployed. There are now about 220,000 auto workers on indefinite layoff throughout the industry. While new car production is suffering, what is called the aftermarket, spare parts and repairs, is not. Roland Olson, head of the aftermarket division of the Raymar Corporation, says auto service technicians have more work than they can handle.
In 1950, there were about 57 vehicles per mechanic. And that has grown so that by 1970, there are about 145 vehicles per mechanic. And today, from what we can see, there are approximately 250 vehicles per mechanic.
Olson adds that not many people can work on their own cars anymore. Engines are so complex, it's hard to find the carburetor, never mind fix it. Representatives of U.S. Steel and the United Steelworkers Union opened talks today on ways of cutting costs. With industry unemployment at 25%, the union, it said, will be looking for job security in return for its help for the industry. This is an information update via satellite from RKO.
At Anheuser-Busch, our brewmasters face this challenge. Brew a light beer with a clean, distinctive taste. One made from the best ingredients and beechwood aging. Budweiser Light lives up to the challenge. The best never comes easy. That's why there's nothing else like it.
Budweiser Light.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, from smoking, my fingers are always stained, and those tobacco stains aren't easy.